Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include The Benefits of Falun Gong Academics, Part 2. Celebrating Chinese New Year with posters that highlight traditional values. Introducing Falun Gong at a Chinese New Year celebration in Ireland. Brisbane, Australia, Falun Dafa embraced at Mind Body Spirit Festival. Businesswoman facing trial for her faith, more than 200 locals petition for her release. And Stockholm, Sweden, warm support on a freezing winter day. Now for the stories.
The Benefits of Falun Gong, Academics Part 2. When Falun Gong was banned in China in 1999, tens of millions of practitioners from all walks of life were practicing it. This article highlights the stories of professors and how they have kept their faith during the 19-year-long persecution. Ms. Cao Shufen, a professor at Beijing Capital Normal University, started practicing Falun Gong in July 1994. 2 months later, she no longer needed her strong reading glasses. Her vision improved 2013 in her left eye and 2016 in her right eye. She could even see better than her granddaughter. Professor Cao, who was then 66, experienced another marvelous change when her facial wrinkles disappeared not long after she started practicing. Her skin became smooth and her face glowed. Even though her hair turned white, even when she was 87, she still looked much the same. Most people get presbyopia as they age, just like Professor Cao did. But after practicing Falun Gong for 2 months, she could see up close again without glasses. Presbyopia is not a condition that current medicine can cure, but it is not uncommon among Falun Gong practitioners that reading glasses are no longer needed. Many practitioners saw their vision improve after practicing Falun Gong. Many with nearsightedness recovered. One practitioner in her 60s started having presbyopia when she was in her 40s. She had already gone through 3 pairs of glasses. Her vision became normal soon after she started practicing Falun Gong. Ms. Wang Zhuhong, a retired associate professor at the Electronics and Technology University in Chengdu, Sichuan Province, now lives in Boise, Idaho. She had chronic dysentery, diarrhea, rheumatism, and pain in her liver, spleen, and stomach. She could not sleep well in the winter due to pain in her arm. She took lots of medications for over 20 years. Her husband, He Zhengquan, had schistosomiasis when he was in high school, leading to an inflamed liver and spleen. Part of his liver was removed due to cirrhosis in 1965. His health in general was poor, and life for the couple was hard. Fortunately, Ms. Wang and Mr. He started practicing Falun Gong in May 1996. Mr. He's liver pain and faintness soon went away. Ms. Wang became healthy, too. They followed Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and strove to become better people. They felt life had new meaning. After the Chinese Communist Party initiated its persecution of Falun Gong on July 20, 1999, Ms. Wang was detained for 13 days and incarcerated in brainwashing sessions for 160 days. In hindsight, she suspects that she was poisoned twice in the brainwashing center. Pressured by the 610 office, her husband's employer fired him. They finally went to visit their daughter in the United States. Although they had to leave home, the couple can now practice Falun Gong without fear for personal safety. Background: Falun Gong was first taught to the public in 1992. Nearly 100 million people across China were soon practicing it after experiencing improvements in their health and character. Jiang Zemin, former head of the Chinese Communist Party, perceived the spiritual discipline's growing popularity as a threat to the CCP's atheistic ideology and issued an order to ban Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. The Minghui website has confirmed the deaths of thousands of Falun Gong practitioners in the persecution over the past 18 years. The actual number is suspected to be much higher. Much more have been imprisoned and tortured for their faith. Evidence shows that the CCP harvests organs from detained practitioners who are killed in the process to supply the organ transplant industry. Under Jiang's personal direction, the CCP established the 610 Office, an extra-legal security organization with the power to override the police and judicial systems and whose sole function is to carry out the persecution of Falun Gong.
Celebrating Chinese New Year with posters that highlight traditional values. Many posters and banners appeared in Chinese cities recently during the Chinese New Year celebration. They carried words that highlight traditional values and promote the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance that are cherished by Falun Dafa practitioners. One poster read, "Falun Dafa is well received throughout the world. Falun Dafa is great." A banner in the countryside of Shandong Province had the words, "Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Posters in Hubei Province read, "China will be a better place without communism," and "Chinese communists have been persecuting innocent people and we should avoid it." A poster in Hubei Province exposed the persecution of Falun Dafa. A banner reading "Falun Dafa" was seen in northern China. A banner hanging from a tree was seen in Gong'an County, Hubei Province. A Falun Dafa poster was seen in Jiangxi Province that refuted the defamatory propaganda from the Communist Party. And a poster in Shanxi Province read, "Falun Dafa is good."
Introducing Falun Gong at a Chinese New Year celebration in Ireland. Falun Gong practitioners in Ireland celebrated the Chinese New Year and introduced Falun Gong on Grafton Street in Dublin on February 2, 2018. This date was January 2nd of the lunar calendar. Practitioners set up display boards introducing Falun Gong and exposing the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners by the Chinese Communist Party. Many passers-by on this very busy street in Dublin had a chance to learn about Falun Gong and signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution in China. Falun Gong practitioners introduced the origin of the Chinese New Year, the Chinese calendar system, traditional Chinese culture, including the harmony between heaven and the earth, and cultivation practice as the center of Chinese culture. They pointed out that Falun Gong, though a great cultivation practice, is banned by the Chinese Communist Party, and that innocent practitioners who follow the Falun Gong principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance are being persecuted. Practitioners gave performances of the drum dance, lion dance, and lotus dance, and demonstrated the 5 Falun Gong exercise sets. Their joyous performance received warm applause from spectators. Dublin residents Catherine, David, and their 3 children learned about the persecution from reading the display boards, especially the CCP's crime of harvesting organs from living practitioners. Catherine said, "It's so sad. Organ harvesting is a bloody crime. We would like to sign the petition. It's very little, but it's what we should do. I wish Falun Gong practitioners in China a happy new year." Amelia and her boyfriend, young tourists from Cambridge, Britain, were sad to hear about the organ harvesting from living practitioners and signed the petition without hesitation. They posed together for a photo holding the paper lotuses they received from Falun Gong practitioners. They asked the practitioners to convey their Happy New Year greetings to Falun Gong practitioners in China. An Asian family took initiative to learn the facts about Falun Gong. Everyone in the family signed the petition. They praised practitioners' courage and expressed hope they would keep up with their great job until the persecution ends. Several people became interested in learning Falun Gong after watching the exercise demonstration and hearing an introduction. They look forward to attending the free upcoming Falun Gong workshop soon.
Brisbane, Australia, Falandafa embraced at Mind Body Spirit Festival. For many years now, Falandafa practitioners have participated in the annual Mind Body Spirit Festival in Brisbane, Australia's largest health and well-being event. The festival was held this year on February 23rd through 25th at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre in Southbank. As in prior years, the Falandafa booth attracted many visitors in search of a healthy lifestyle. Some had never heard of the practice before and inquired about the effects and principles of the practice. When practitioners introduced the health benefits of this traditional Chinese spiritual discipline, a number of visitors said that it was the practice they had been looking for. Some bought a copy of the main teachings, Juan Falun, and many learned the exercises from the practitioners. A young woman named Brianna learned the sitting meditation from a practitioner. She said that she felt great afterward and later brought her older sister to the Falandafa booth to learn it. Brianna was very excited and happy about learning the exercise. Three sisters were very interested in Falandafa, and for 2 days they came to the booth to read the posters and learn the exercises together. Many visitors told the practitioners that they could feel a positive energy at the Falandafa booth and thanked the practitioners for sharing the practice. One of the visitors left a message. As I walked around the corner, I felt a stream of energy from the Falandafa booth, and it passed through my body. Suddenly, it felt like I left the busy and noisy exhibition hall and entered an ancient forest. I felt so peaceful, warm, and safe. Tears came to my eyes. A woman came over to talk to the practitioners and said that she had read the book Juan Falun before. She was glad to see Falandafa again at the festival. Several visitors told the practitioners that they had heard about the brutal persecution of Falandafa in China and also knew about the communist regime's atrocities of forced live organ harvesting from persecuted practitioners. The visitors expressed support for Dafa practitioners' freedom of belief.
Businesswoman facing trial for her faith. More than 200 locals petition for her release. A businesswoman in Qinghuangdao City is facing trial for using a cult to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist regime in its attempts to frame and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. Ms. Xu credits Falun Gong for curing her arthritis and night blindness. More importantly, she is no longer aggressive, overbearing, and dominant, thanks to the mind-body practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She was previously notorious for fighting with her husband and customers, but she learned to be considerate and kind after taking up Falun Gong. For example, she was recently given a fake banknote. Instead of chasing the customer, she simply burned it to prevent its further circulation. Chief Yang of Beigang Town Police Station led more than 24 agents to arrest Ms. Xu on June 7, 2017. He also called in a moving company to transport her valuables and personal belongings to the police station. Upon learning of her arrest, more than 200 locals signed a petition calling for her release. They condemned the detention of an innocent citizen for trying to be a good person. Ms. Xu remains in Qinghuangdao City Detention Center. Her blood pressure shot up to unusually high levels, but the detention center refused to release her on medical parole. Her case now rests with Haigang District Court.
Stockholm, Sweden. Warm support on a freezing winter day. The year 2018 marks the 19th year of persecution against Falandafa in China. Along with practitioners inside China, overseas practitioners from around the world are continuing their efforts to inform people about the benefits of the practice and raise awareness about the suppression in China. In Stockholm, practitioners go to Mintorget, a public square near the Royal Palace, every weekend. The winter temperatures are low, and were nearly minus 10 Celsius, 14 degrees Fahrenheit, with snow. Next to a poster reading, "Stop Persecuting Falun Gong," practitioners performed group exercises along with music. Many people stop to read the posters, talk with practitioners, and sign a petition calling for a stop to the suppression in China. As one man and his mother passed by, the smiles on their faces disappeared as they read the posters. The man read each poster and pamphlet one by one, while his mother talked a long time with practitioners. A practitioner explained to them how the Communist Party defamed Falun Dafa with lies and fabricated stories. The mother and son were shocked upon hearing about the forced organ harvesting and kept shaking their heads in disapproval. As the man was signing a petition, he said, "We will be going to China this May. What you told us is very important." Three young men stopped and talked with the practitioners. They were happy to hear about Falun Dafa and its principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and had a strong interest in Chinese culture. They were surprised after hearing about what practitioners were being subjected to for their belief in China and signed petitions urging a stop to the tragedy. One of them said he was currently learning Chinese and left with some materials in Chinese. Another man who overheard the conversation had been watching the group exercise practice for a while. He said he liked the meditation a lot and signed a petition to support practitioners. Several of his friends came up, but they did not understand English. As one practitioner explained the issues for them, this man translated for his friends, who nodded in agreement. In the end, all of them were disturbed by the cruelty and signed petitions to help end it. A couple from Dubai said that they had seen Falun Dafa practitioners in their country and were glad to see the practice again. "I could feel warmth here," said the husband with a smile. "It must be a very good practice." Upon hearing about the suppression in China, both signed the petition condemning the brutality in China. "Thank you for all your hard work," the man remarked. "You have our best wishes." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.